Today's Shir Masechta Zvach on Daf Mem Tes. We will begin Bezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Ches on the base, 6 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah, the Gemara in our previous Shir had proven that the mitzvah to shech the Karmel Chatas B'tzofen in the north side of the Azara is a mitzvah that is not just a mitzvah, that's La'akiv. Now the Gemara wants to continue. Ashkhan, the Pasuk says explicitly the shechita ba'ayla, that there's a, the shechita of a carbon ayla should be done b'tzofen, as the pasuk says, v'shachar asai ayerech hamizbeach tzfayna, so we know there's a mitzvah to do with b'tzofen. V'kabbalah nami l'mitzvah ashkechan, and continues the Gemara, we also know that so is the halacha, that to do kabbalah should be done l'chatchila b'tzofen, but as the Gemara, as we keep on learning in our shiurim, when we speak about kachim, in order for a mitzvah to be absolutely essential, the halacha is that it has to be said twice. So therefore, ask the Gemara, shechita v'kabbalah l'akiv minolam, we know that they must be done b'tzofen. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ada bar Hava v'tema Rabba bar Sheila, we make the following kavachayma. Ma chatas haba mikayich ayla, if the whole halacha that we know that a carbon chattis is done with tzofin is because we learn it from a carbon oilah, because the carbon, the Torah says by carbon chattis, the makam shetishachira oilah, tishachira chattis. So how do we know that carbon oilah is done with tzofin? Because so does the Torah say by carbon oilah. So if we have said in our previous year, ma chattis haba mikayich oilah, ma kevis, the halacha is that it has to be done on the north side, la'akiv. So certainly, oila shaba chatas mikaycha, the oila, which is the source of this halacha, certainly the halacha would be that it has to be done on la'akiv, and it did shema kevis. Ask the Gemara on this line of reasoning, ma'al chatas shekem mechav peris l'chav ekrisis. We can't learn the halacha of an oila from a chatas, because a chatas has this very special, unique attribute that the chatas is mechaper. On somebody who did an aver that comes with karis, oila doesn't have that attribute. Amar Ravina, ha kashle levada behava, klo mitzinu tafam an eker. He explains that what he meant to say was that the subsidiary cannot be more significant, it cannot be treated stricter than the primary. So if Cha'ayla, which is the primary halacha, that it has to be done b'tzofen, certainly so will be the halacha by the carbon, so will be the halacha by carbon oila. If chatas has the halacha oila, which is primary, will certainly have that halacha. Amalei Masut Reider and Mari Levina, V'loi, is that true that the subsidiary cannot be stricter than the primary? For Maisa, we know that the halacha Maisa Sheni is that every Maisa Sheni, the first and the second and the fourth and the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, we take Maisa Sheni. The halacha Maisa Sheni is that this produce has to be taken up to Yerushalayim to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The halacha is that the Maisa Sheni becomes Tamei Nifta. The halacha is that if it gets Tamei, then you could be paided. Because the Pasuk says, La Yuchel Seisoi, if you can't be eaten, you could be paided. Vila Al-Kupa Maisa Sheni, something that was bought with Maisa Sheni money, because the halacha is you could redeem your Maisa Sheni money and use it to buy food in Yerushalayim. And if that food that was bought with the Maisa Sheni money became tamei, the halacha is ein nifta. The Tanan, alakuch b'kasa Maisa Shenetma, anything that was purchased with Maisa Sheni proceeds that became tamei, yifta, could be redeemed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, your cover has to be buried. So we see that the peiros of Maisa Sheni are treated stricter than the Maisa Sheni itself. Chasam, says the Gemara, the reason why the Maisa Sheni produce cannot be redeemed is not because we're treating it stricter than we're treating Maisa Sheni. That's not the Vart. The vart is loyalima kadishusa lemitzvas pidyonai. It does to be able to affect pidyon, it has to have a significant level of kedusha. This doesn't have the proper level of kedusha. And since it doesn't have the proper level of kedusha, that's why it's not nifta. The question that the Achronim discuss is what would be the halacha when Maaseh Sheni produce that's brought to Yerushalayim bizman hazeh. So can you be poided or not be poided? Because if it's not really tameh, so we're learning it can't be poided. On the other hand, we can't eat Maaseh Sheni bizman hazeh. And if Maaseh Sheni could not, since it can't be eaten, so maybe we should be able to be poided. The Michas Chinuch's opinion is that we cannot be poided Maaseh Sheni bizman hazeh, because we have to live and hope the Mashiach is coming any moment. And the Mashiach is coming any moment, we'll be able to eat the Maaseh Sheni. Therefore, if it's not tameh, we can't determine if it's tameh, then we can be poided. The Michas Shlomer, Shlomer Zalman Orbach, says that only in a case where here that everybody's tameh, the halacha is that maybe you can be maybe now you can be poida the Maaseh Sheni. It's a machlokes achronim. It seems that many poskim were lenient. The kafta v'ferach is machmer. But in general, when we speak about this halacha, we have to recognize the poskim say that when we speak about Yerushalayim regarding this halacha, it's only the old city of Yerushalayim. The rest of Yerushalayim is certainly not considered yet Yerushalayim, certainly as far as this discussion is concerned. And therefore, since it's not considered Yerushalayim bizman hazeh, then if you have Maaseh Sheni in the new part of Yerushalayim, you could certainly be poided. The halacha also discusses that you could appoint a shliach to take off trumas and maisers on your behalf. But it has to be that the shliach was appointed. But there's a halacha that somebody who's a mumer, who is totally irreligious and apikiris, does not have the ability to appoint a shliach. So the question is, if you have a fruit, a vegetable business in a tzisrael that's owned by somebody who's not religious, what will be the halacha? Even if he asks his mashgiach to take off trumas and maisers on his behalf, certainly they can't take off trumas without being appointed. But now the question is that can they be appointed to be shlichim? So certainly we take the approach that the mumrim bizman hazeh are considered tinik shenishba, so they're not considered mumrim. Moreover, we've said in other such situations that there's a difference between a shliach and a poel. There's a difference between a shliach and a worker. And a worker maybe has the halacha of the owner himself, that the worker is considered an extension of the owner. If that's the way the halacha will look at it, then that will change the entire discussion. Because if he's considered a shliach, if he's considered like the owner himself because he's getting paid, so if the Mashgiach is getting paid to do this, there's certainly room for leniency. Ask the Gemara, again, going back to the concept that the Gemara has tried to introduce, that the tuffel, the subsidiary, cannot be treated stricter than the primary tamura. The halach is that we learn this halacha quite often. The Torah says you're not allowed to substitute another animal for an animal that's hegdish. The Torah Kedoshim says, lo yamirenu, they should not be substituted. But the pasuk continues saying, vim hama yamir, if you do substitute, the halacha says, for yehu usmarasa yekodesh, that the animal both the original animal and the other animal and the new substitute animal are considered kodesh. And the halach is, dilu kachim, the halach is, the kachim l'chayel balmum kavua. You can't make an animal which is a balmum hegdish. However, vilu ilu chayelu, if you take an animal which is a balmum and you designate it to be the tamura for another animal, it can be a tamur, even if it's a baal mum. So isn't this again a proof that we treat the tamura, which is the subsidiary, stricter than the primary? Says the Gemara, there it's very different. Here it's very different. Tamura mekachim kachim kasim, kachim kaim kul and kasi. What makes the tamura into tamura? Because we started with an animal that's hegdish. So since we started with an animal that is hegdish, it has the ability to pass the kedusha further, even on an animal which is a balmum. Whereas when we start with an animal which is not hegdish, it's chulin, and we want to make it hegdish, there it's very different. And there the halacha will be that only if it was not a balmum can it become hegdish, but if it was a balmum, it can't become hegdish. Ask the Gemara another question, right? Pesach, that who ate a ton smicha? If an animal is designated as an animal is brought as a carbon Pesach, there's no requirement of smicha. There's no requirement of nesachim to be brought along with the carbon Pesach. Vila moistadab, the halacha is that if the carbon Pesach, for example, got lost and we designate another animal in its place and then we find the original one, the halacha is that the original one is brought as a carbon shlamim, and the halacha is that's tant smich v'nesach v'tenufas chaz v'shayk. So ask the Gemara, we have a very interesting situation where the Maisa Pesach is treated stricter than the original Pesach. The original Pesach, the halacha is that it doesn't need all these things, and this does need all these things. Says the Gemara, Pesach b'shayim ma'aseh shana shlamimu. So the way most Rishonim explain this Gemara is that the carbon Pesach, when it's in the Kiddush Yaakov, quotes the stipel in the Kiddush Yaakov, quotes the son of Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. He says it's not that when the ma'aseh Pesach becomes a shlamim, it's a new hegdish. That's not the way to view it. But rather, he says the way to view this halacha is that as soon as you designate an animal as a carbon Pesach, what really happens when you designate an animal as a carbon Pesach, in it is already a din of shlamim. And that if for whatever reason it won't be brought as a carbon Pesach, it will be brought as a shlamim. So it's not that it's a new thing that it became a shlamim. It's been a shlamim all along. Vibay Seima, and now the Gemara gives another proof, another source to what we began our shiur with today. We began our shiur today with a question: how do we know that tzofen is essential by carbon oiler? We by saying the amakrad, the pasuk says by chatas, v'shachras chatas v'makom ha oiler. Why did the Torah say it this way? Couldn't the Torah just said it? This is simple. V'shachras chatas b'tzofen, that we should shach the carbon chatas b'tzofen to teach us b'mekayim tahei. It has to be in the tzofen, if not, it's puzzle. Continues the Gemara. Asham and on the bay tzofen. So now ask the Gemara, how do we know that the carbon asham should be brought b'tzofen? Says the Gemara, the ksib, because the pasuk says regarding the carbon asham, the makam shishchtu is a oila yishchtu is a asham. So the Torah is very clear that it's brought in the same place. Ask the Gemara, continues to ask the Gemara, Ashkhan Shchita. So that's been a good proof regarding the Shchita. But Kabbalah Manolan, how do we know that the Kabbalah stam of the carbon Ashram has to be in the Tzofen? Answers the Gemara, the Pasuk says, B'makam Shishchitu Sa'ayla Yishchitu Sa'asham V'es Domai. Yizraik, says the Gemara, where we learn from these words, from the V'es, Kibul Domai Nam B'Tzofen, the Kabbalah Sadam should be done in the Tzofen. Continues the Gemara, Mekabel Atzmei Menalon. But as we've been learning, not only does the halacha require that the Kabbalah stam be done b'tzofen, but as we discussed in our previous year, the halacha requires that the person who's doing the Kabbalah Sadam has to be standing b'tzofen. So ask the Gemara, Mekabel Atzmei Menalon. How do we know that the Mekabel has to be standing b'tzofen? Says the Gemara, the pasuk could have said udama yizroik, but the pasuk saying the estama yizroik is here to teach us that the makabel, the person who's doing the kohen who's doing the kabbalah sadam, he has to be standing b'tzofen. continues the Gemara Ashkala Metzvah. So we've proven that that's what should be done. But we'll ask the Gemara now, Akib and Olam, how do we know that it's absolutely essential by carbon Asham? And if it wasn't done, but Tzofen, the carbon is possible? Answer, the Gemara Krachrinixiv. There's another Pasuk that speaks about the carbon Asham. The Pasuk says, V'shachras as a keves. So this the pasuk again teaches us that the halacha is that it has to be done b'tzofen. But ask the Gemara, is that what this pasuk is coming to teach us? That tzofen by carbon asham is absolutely essential. Ask them about halacha d'asui habaylech etanya. Isn't this here to teach us? We are going to be focusing quite extensively in our coming shiurim on different types of limudim, which are summarized in the braisa of Rabbi Shmuel that is said by many every day. And one of the derech elumim is davishay b'klal, the something that was part of a group, v'yatz lidim davar chadash, and then there's a separate pasuk to teach us a new din, yet rishay l'chzir l'chlola atshichzir achosav l'chlola b'ferish. You can't say that this halacha that was said in a specific circumstances is referring to everything that was originally included, unless the Torah tells us to do so. And the Gemara illustrates. Keitzad. The pasuk says by the Asher Metzayra, V'shachar es ha-keves, V'makam she'ishchar es ha-chatas, V'sa'oil v'makam ha-kodesh, Ki'chatas ha-asham hu. Says the Makilein tam alam ki'chatas ha-asham. The Torah should not have had to say ki'chatas ha-asham. Because if we're going to say what the Torah is trying to tell us with this pasuk is that the asham is slaughtered b'tzofen just like the chatos, we already know that from the pasuk that says v'shachar es ha-keves v'makom she'yishchar es ha-chatos. If we're going to say that the halacha is that the asham metzora has to have dam put on the mizbeach, has to have a murim put on the mizbeach, that the kahanim eat its meat, that also is learned by the pasuk saying "V'zoyis Torah Sa'ashem V'stama Yizrik Kozach B'Kaharim Yichlanu." So, this halacha is well known as well. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Ma Tam Olam Kechatas Sa'ashem? Why does the Torah have to say Kechatas Sa'ashem? Explains the Gemara, L'fish Yotz Hashem Etzora. Since the Torah singled out the Hashem Etzora from the pasuk that began "V'zoyis Torah Sa'ashem," and it singles out the Asher Metzora, Lida and Bedavra Achadosh, to teach us a new halacha that is only applicable by Asher Metzora, which is the halacha that we often discuss, B'bayin Yad, or B'bayin Regal, V'ayin Yamanis, that the halacha is that the dam of that carbon asham is put on the right ear and right thumb and right thumb and right toe of the Metzora. Yochel, so we would think that since the Torah singled out in this way, this carbon asham b'tzayra, lo yeitam matan dam ve'emrim al gam mizbeach, the loch of zrikas adam, the loch of emrim the mizbeach, ought not to apply there. Tam lam kechatas asham hu. Ma chatas, just like the regular carbon chatas, tam matan dam ve'emrim al gam mizbeach, af asham b'tzayra tam matan dam ve'emrim al gam mizbeach. So that's why we need the pasuk of a shachar as a kevitz b'makom sheyishchar as chatas, to teach us that the asham b'tzayra should be treated like all others. So not to teach us la'akiv, that the tzofen is la'akiv by the asham. Answers the Gemara, im kain, if that's the purpose, nechta b'hai lo nechta b'hai, the pasuk should have said tzofen just by the asham etzayra, and the Torah should not have said tzofen by the regular din of the carbon asham, where the Torah says, b'makom sheyishchar es oil yishchatu es asham. And we would learn from asham etzayra that all Kabbanis Asham require tzofen. Why did the Torah say tzofen again by Asham Metzayra and say tzofen by regular din of Asham? To teach us that all Kabban Asham tzofen is ma'akiv. But ask the Gemara, Hanich Yisraelan Yatzol Dem B'Dav HaChadosh, if when something is singled out, what does that mean? Iyu D'Loy Gomim B'Chlaloy. You can't learn the halachas of this unique case from everything else. But the general can be learnt out from the specific. So if the Torah singles out Asher Metzora, It means to teach us that we can't just automatically learn, says the Gemara, whatever is the halacha by a regular Korban Hashem should be by Korban Hashem Metzora. But we can learn that whatever halacha applies by Hashem Metzora applies by all other Korban Hashem. So that would be great. Eli Sfirland, Lehu Gomim Machlala, Vlei Klala, Gomim Minei, when a certain subject is singled out. What the Torah means to do by singling it out is to separate it and it teach us that we can learn these halachas, the halachas regarding this special case from everywhere else, nor can we learn everything else from it. Eli Yisraelon, v'loy hu gama mechlola, v'loy klola gama minei. So then this halacha of Hashem Tzaira, where it's slaughtered, would be would only be here, Hila Gufa Etzrich. So why would we say that it's here to teach us that all Korban Hashem are La'akiv, says the Gemara, Kim the Hadri Hadri. Once the Pasuk says Kichatas HaHashem Ulekoyin, what the Torah is saying with that Pasuk, the Torah is saying to treat this Korban Hashem like all Korban Hashems. And that's exact, and that's specifically what the Torah is telling us, that it shouldn't be treated differently. But ask the Gemara, yes. The Torah is telling us that we treat the Hashem Tzaira like all Korban Hashem. Maybe what the Torah means to teach us is regarding the Loch that requires Rik Sadam, regarding the Loch that the Murim put on the Mizbeach. Because these are things that require kahuna, and that's why we can learn from the words kichatas Hashem hu l'kayin. Ava shchita d'lay bay kahuna. Shchita, we know, as we often discuss in our shurim, shchita k'sher bizar. So it's not something that the pasuk kichatas Hashem hu l'kayin is necessarily speaking about, because that pasuk is speaking about something that speaks about Kohanim. This is not something that the Shechita is not speaking to Kohanim. So Lomi by Tzofen, maybe doesn't require Tzofen. MK name. So how are we saying that this pasuk is talking about all Kabbonis? MK name of Kroki Chatas Hu. Lekoi Ma Chatas Osham. Why does the Torah have to say the word Kichatas Osham? It would just say Kichatas Hu Lekoyin. That the Koyin gets whatever he does, what he has to do. To teach us, Kishar Hashem Siyiyah, that this Korban Hashem, all Korban Hashem should be done in the Tzofen. We learned, the Pasuk says, regarding the Korban Hashem, V'shachras HaKavis V'makom Shishkar HaSachatis V'sa'ayla. And the Gemara asks, so from here we learn, that just like the Chatas and Oilam are brought to Tzofen, so too should the Korban Hashem be brought to Tzofen. So ask the Gemara, why was it necessary to tell us that the Ashram has a din both like a chattis and an oila? If all we're trying to accomplish is to know that you have to bring a betzofen, saying it's like a chattis or saying it's like an oila, either is enough. Amar Ravina Itzrich, it was necessary. Kikash l'chattis, because if the Torah would have only connected to a chattis, v'loi kishil oila, and we wouldn't have compared it to oila. Havamina, chattis mechalimda. Where do we know that the chattis is brought betzofen? So as we've been saying in our shurim, mi oila. The Torah is makish. The Torah connects the halacha of a chattis to an oila. And now we would be connecting the halacha of a chattis of a oshim to a chattis, which means a double hekish. And now the Gemara begins with a rule that we've already encountered, that by kachim there's a rule that davar alam behekish. You can't have a double hekesh. I understand why, if the Torah would have said that Asher should be like a chattis, we would be in a situation of a double chattis, of a double hekesh, and a double hekesh is not legitimate. But ask the Gemara what the Torah should have done. The next shalla oila, only say that the Asher should be like oila. Indeed, v'loy nek shel chattis, don't say it has to be chattis, and we'll know, and the oil we know is betzofen, not through a hekesh. The Torah says it explicitly, answers the Gemara. If that would be the case, we could be misled to believe Have a dov alam behekish chayz malabed behekish. That a double hekish is legitimate. V'chi teima nekshir l'chatas. If a double hekish is legitimate, so say the oshim should be like a chatas. To which we would answer, nichleid l'mekish likav l'nekish l'tafel. We prepared, the pasuk prefers to compare it to an oila, which is the primary source that the carbon should be brought mitzofen, rather than saying chatas, which is not the primary source. Says the pasuk, says the Gemara, says the pasuk, la'aki achshel chatas v'achshel oila. That's why the Torah went out of way to say the oshim is like a chatas and oila, to teach us that this is the source. L'meimer, davar alam behekish ein chayz malam behekish. This is the place where we learned the halacha that a double hekish is not acceptable. The double hekish is not acceptable when we speak about the kachim. The Sfas Emes asks that why would we consider this to be a double hekish? The Torah clearly says that the oshim should be brought in the same place as a chatas. So if that's not a hekish, asks the Sfas Emes, that's saying explicitly a hekish, you're right, says the Sfas Emes. We're learning a double hekish is not acceptable by kachim. But when the Torah says that the oshim is brought where the chatas is brought, why is that considered a hekish? That should be considered a explicit pasuk. Answers the Sfas Emes that even though one can make an argument that this is not considered a hekish, it's considered as if it says it explicitly, points out the Sfas Emes, but we still have the kasha of the Gemara. Why was it necessary to say both chatas and oila? Says the Chasam Sofer, to that question, whether this is a hekish or not, the answer to that question is to teach us that a double hekish doesn't work. It's very interesting. We mentioned earlier in our shir about the Braiser of Shmuel, where the Shlosh Eser Midras are mentioned. But it's not, the hekish is not mentioned amongst those Shlosh Eser Midras. Why not? So some want to suggest, based on the following halacha, the Torah says in Yerideya, Siman Resh Mem Beis, that when we all know there's a chi of a kibra of aim, and there's a chi of a kibra to respect our father, there's a chi of a rebbe. And the halacha is, chavad rabbi comes first. Why? Shavav hivi l'chai olam hazeh. Your father brings you to olam hazeh. Rabbi mevi l'chai olam haba. Says the Gemara, ask the priest on this, that he doesn't understand this psak. The halacha compares the kavod both that we have to show our father and the kavod that we have to show our Rebbe to the kavod that we have to show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's the case, so why should they be treated differently? He says, so he answers that even though they're both compared, it's not the same. The halacha that kavod aviv is like kavod hamakom is learned because they're in the same pasuk. Meirah Rabbi is learned from the pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Es means that it's a special limud. So says the Prisha, there's a difference between something that's learned through a hekish and something that's learned through a ribui. The hekish says they should be treated equivalently, but they're not exactly the same. A ribui is much stronger. And therefore, he explains that we have to, that's the makar for the halacha of that a ribui, that we have to have covered rabbi before covered rabbi before covered aviv. And from, but so we see that a hekish is a step lower, says the Prisha, than a ribui. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar. Rava comes to give us another source for this halacha that we just mentioned, that a double hekish is not learned, a double hekish is not learned by kachim. Rav Amar Hachad Ksiv, the pasuk says, by par koy Mashiach, the halacha is that if a kohen gadol did an aveira, for which under other circumstances, a regular person would bring a karbon chatas, he brings a special par. And the pasuk says by the parakai Mashiach, as kol chel parachatus yor mimenu, kashiyura mishar zavach ashlamim. L'may chasa, why was the Torah connecting the halacha of parakai Mashiach to shlamim? Ili seris ha-kavad shtei klayus, if the Torah is coming to tell us that the seris ha-kavad, which is the diaphragm, and the shtei klayus, the kidneys, should be burnt on the mizbeach like becoming shlamim, says the Gemara Begufix, it says that explicitly, by the parakai Mashiach. The Torah says, v'shtei klayus v'sachel v'shaleim, ashal k'solam v'siseris ha-kavad. Says the Gemara, "Mishum de begabayi gemuri yisaras akavus shtei klayus bepal namishut zibur l'siyav vaydus kechavim," because the halacha is that a pal namishut zibur is connected to siyav vaydus kechavim, and therefore this halacha of par of day mumrim begufa loksiv, it doesn't say explicitly about a pal namishut zibur. Where do we learn it from? Parakai Mashiach de Gemara. We learn it from the Parakai Mashiach, and that's for, it would be considered a double hekesh. L'chachi Yisra Kashiurim, that's why the Torah says the word Kashiurim, that the heavy command of Kasa Begufei, it should be considered like it's mentioned explicitly, and therefore avoiding the problem that it should not be considered V'loi Nehavi Dov Alam B'Hekesh Chazim Alam B'Hekesh. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that we can't afford to let this become a double hekesh, because then we could not learn Sira Avodas Kachom from Baram Hal Dov Shetzibur, which is learned from the Parakai Mashiach. By the extra words, make it as if it says it explicitly. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Amalei Papa L'Rav V'Lichtavei Beguf V'Lei Nekesh, why don't we just say explicitly by the Baram Dov Shetzibur that it has Amrim, and then we wouldn't have a problem of a double Hekesh. Answers the Gemara, Ikas Begufei V'Lei Akesh, if the Torah would have said it explicitly, have a mean of double alam behekish, guys malam behekish. We would not know this halacha that a double hekish is unacceptable. So if that's the case, why don't we just connect the halacha of this carbon to the halacha of the parakai Mashiach? Says the Gemara, nichlei the lichtav begufim and akish leikushe. Look, it would be, isn't that better? And it's the Gemara, halacha kasev akishe, the Torah goes out of its way to write it in this sort of roundabout fashion, lememra dov alam behekish echad zulam behekish, to teach us this lesson that a double hekish is not acceptable. Hekish k'shei shava kalvachayim bin yinav simon. What Gemara is alluding to is that we're going to have all these different types of limudim, and what the Gemara is trying to say with all these different types of limudim, we know now very clearly that a double hekish is not acceptable. But what we're trying to figure out, what about different combinations? How does the halacha look at different combinations? Says the Gemara, Dov Alam Behekesh, Ein Chayzim Alam Behekesh. As we've been discussing, that a double Hekesh is unacceptable. How do we know that? Ima Derava, Ima Deravina. From the Gemara that we've just discussed, whether we know it from Rava or Ravina's source. But now ask the Gemara, Dov Alam Behekesh. If we start with a Hekesh, now ask the Gemara, Mashi Lamed, what will be the halacha that could we then follow it up with a Gzeir Shava? Toshma. The Tayag Dosha says that if you have a woolen or linen garment that got a discoloration that's considered a tsaras, the halacha is the Kayin quarantines that garment for 7 days. If the stain, so to speak, remains as it was, we wash the garment and we leave it for another 7 days. If the discoloring gets weaker, we take out that spot and the beged is tar. If afterwards the stain comes back, that's called tzaras pereches, and we have to burn the entire beged. If, however, it spreads in the entire beged, the halacha is menayin lepricha shbibegodim. How do we know that the tzaras spreads to the entire beged, that beged doesn't get burnt? Shitayra says the Gemara nemekarachs v'gabachas begodim. The Torah, when it speaks about nigei begodim, it speaks about old begodim and new begodim. Karachto is old begodim that are torn. Gabachto is new begodim. Pesach parachas bekarachtoi or begabachtoi. V'nama parachas begabachas beodom. The Torah speaks also about a karachas that is on a person's head. Malahalan, just like we say by the tzaras that's on someone's head. Parach bekulator, if it spreads on the entire head, it's tahor. Afkan parach bekulator. Asma v'hosman nolan. And how do we know that's the halacha by nigei harosh? The ksiv in parach tifrach atzras bar v'chisa tzras is called or nega merosh v'ad raglay v'tiras anagay. So v'eshkus rosh l'regel. First we learn the halacha of tzras on the body to tzras on the head. Malahalan. So just like when it's on the body, the halacha is parach b'kulei tahor. Afkan, when it's on the head, it's parach b'kulei tahor. So we see the first we started with a hekesh, and then we compared the nigei roish to the nigei haguf, and then we used the kazer shava. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'kala tarik kula, everywhere, this is not a good raya, because he explains, b'kala tarik kula, l'meidim lemim min alamid. A double hekesh or a double limud is not an issue. Chutz min akachim, when don lamid min alamid, double hekesh is not acceptable. Dim kain, because if a double hekesh is acceptable, lo yoyim tzvayin abashim, as we started earlier, it wouldn't have been necessary to say tzofen bashin, the taste of gzeirah shava, the kodesh kachim mechatas. The Torah says by chatas kodesh kachim, and by ashim it says kodesh kachim, lav lememra. So why wouldn't that be sufficient to know that a carbon ashim needs to be betzofen? We will first have a hekesh, and then gzeirah shava. We will learn the chattis from the oila, and then we have a gzeirah shava between the chattis and ashim. Why not? Because dov alam behekish and chayz lam gzeirah shava. And even though we've been learning that type of a limud, says the Gemara, by tzaras is not kachin, but by kachin we have these limitations. V'dumashim dekel mifrach ma'al chattis shkem chaperes l'chavikrisis, says the Gemara. The reason is that we couldn't learn that gzeirah shava because chattis and ashim are not the same. Chattis is mechaper on crease, something that's available that comes with creases, whereas Oshem does not. Says the Gemara, Kodesh Kedoshim Yisrael Ksiv. Both by Chattis and Oshem, the Torah uses the words Kodesh Kedoshim many times. And there's a halacha when we speak about Gzer Shava. The halacha about Gzer Shava is that if one word of the Gzer Shava is, if both words are not extra, it can easily be refuted. Even if one is extra, according to many opinions, it can be refuted. But if both words are extra, it's a Gzer Shava that can't be refuted. And therefore, to say that this Gzer Shava is a weak Gzer Shava and can be refuted is not the way to go. To teaches us that by Kachim, says the Gemara, that something that's done with a Hekish cannot be followed up with a Gzer Shava. But the question, of course, is, many Mefarshim asked, that this halacha that we just learned, that if it spreads a little, you have to burn it. And if it spreads entirely, you don't have to burn it. How do we understand that? The more it spread, the more tamei it should be. Says the Sefer Torah Sa'ilah. What is much worse in life is a person that you don't know who he really is. And therefore he explains, if you have a person that's not completely tamei, you could easily get confused and believe that that person is somebody that we should learn from. But if the person is obviously a rasha, we don't have to worry about it. If it's tzaras entirely, we don't have to worry. If it's partial tzaras, we do have to worry. The Sefer Tepuch Chaim takes somewhat of a similar approach. His approach is that something that's learned, that if somebody knows that he did an Avera, that person is going to be careful not to do Averas in the future. But if somebody doesn't realize that he did an Avera, then he doesn't know to do Tshuva. And therefore he explains, if he's completely Tamei, the Kohen doesn't have to say that he's Tamei. He knows by himself that he's Tamei, and he'll do what's right. But if he thinks, he doesn't realize because he's only partially Tamei, that's when you have to be concerned. And I saw that the Sefer Magid Vorov Yaakov explains. The Prophet HaMelech says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Mem Dalet, Kishachal Avertz Nafshenu Dofkal Eretz Betneinu Kumas Yisraelanu. When we are completely broken, that's when we know to Kumas Yisraelanu to call out to Hashem for help. But when we have a situation where there's a mixture of a kol Yaakov V'yadayim Midei Esav, when we have that type of a combination, it's much more dangerous. Ask the Gemara, Dama Lava Behekesh. Now, another question. What's going to be a look if we have a Hekesh? Can we then follow it up with a Kal V'chomer? Says, well, that's learned from something we learned early in the Masechta Daf Mem from Yishmael, that we learned Aloha from the Azor Stam of Sar Yom Kippur, from a Kal V'chomer from Sirei Avodah Zarah, even though this Aloha by Sirei Avodah Zarah was learned by a Hekesh from Parakai Mashiach. So we see we started with a Hekesh, Sirei Avodah Kechavim, the Parakai Mashiach, and then we continue with a Kal V'chomer, and it's a legitimate method of learning.